Chapter 18, Presence. There is a brotherhood within the body of believers, and the Lord Jesus Christ is the common denominator. Friendship and fellowship are the legal tender among believers. By J. Vernon McGee. Have you ever heard anyone say, "I don't need to go to church, I can worship God just fine on my own"? While that is true, it is so easy to make excuses about not spending time with the Lord. Going to church keeps me grounded. Plus, we were designed to live in community. When I hear people talking about how they can worship fine on their own, I always give the analogy of the campfire. It burns more brightly once it has many logs. Once you start pulling logs out, the fire lessens and eventually will go out. To keep our faith burning brightly, we need to be immersed in our faith through regular church attendance and participation in smaller groups with others. The book of Acts is full of references to living in Christian community. It is no wonder that with all these little fires, the early church spread like wildfire, despite unfathomable obstacles. We are told in Acts 2:46-47, "As a result, the Lord added to their number daily those who are being saved." As noted in the chapter on gifts, those wishing to join the United Methodist Church pledged to give their prayers, presence, service, and gifts. The founder of that denomination, John Wesley, thought that Christian community was so important, he dedicated much time to organizing what it should look like. He called it Christian Conference. Basically, it divided people into voluntary subgroups who met together weekly for prayer, encouragement, and nurturing. It is not the objective of these to replace the larger church, but to enhance it and provide an opportunity for members to have a fuller Christian experience and grow in their faith. Wesley was concerned about declining membership in the church, and he devised this group to help people stay faithful. He would liken these today to the small groups found as a part of the culture of many churches. They go by different names: small groups, cell groups, care groups, discipleship groups, grace groups, and breakout groups. Whatever they're called, the basic idea is the same: a small gathering of people interested in spiritual growth. Currently, my husband and I belong to a church that emphasizes small groups. We belong to one together for both genders. We also belong to one which is at the conclusion of men's or women's Bible study and gender specific. The ones of which we are a part are broad-based in terms of age, occupation, and interest. Close relationships can be formed when the members are willing to be real with one another. We have people who pray for us, support us, encourage us, and serve alongside us. We have people to whom we can minister, or people who will minister to us. It is much easier to address the needs of others in a small group. There's also a certain degree of accountability. Studying the Bible with others and discussing it gives different perspectives. Many times I learn more from other believers than when I read the scriptures by myself. I enjoy both groups, the mixed gender and the women only. In groups of the same gender, it may be easier to share more difficult topics. In mixed gender groups, you get a broader viewpoint. I grew up and married in a small Presbyterian church in Ohio. Then I went through my "no time for God" phase and did not attend church at all for 13 years. When I finally returned to church attendance, it was first to an Air Force non-denominational church and then to a small United Methodist church after we moved to Louisiana. We were happy in that church, but the Air Force moved us to California. We became part of a United Methodist church which was forming. We were actively involved in that church and loved it. We belonged to that church for almost 30 years. Then our needs changed, and with much prayer and deliberation, we reached the difficult decision that it was time to change churches. Because we loved the members of that community, it was an agonizing decision, but one that we needed. Now we are part of a large community church. Since this church is so large, we had to do things to get to know people. We got involved right away with things that interested us. Once we knew a few people, the church did not seem so large. If you do attend a large church, it is imperative that you find some ways to interact with people in smaller groups. Whatever you choose, it is important to become a part of a worshiping community. A good church fit is like being part of a family. Find a place where you can grow and then dive in. The more involved you become, the more you will find that your faith can grow through fellowship with others. Churches are criticized because the expectation is that they should be perfect. That, however, is not a fair assumption. Churches are composed of people who are far from perfect, and there are issues with people just like in every walk of life. Messy situations happen. A church should not be expected to be a factory for saints, but rather a hospital for sinners.